I'm very fortunate to be here today, very blessed to be able to deliver the word to everybody today. Before we see our sermon today, I want us all to bow our head in prayer. Father God, thank you for bringing us all here this morning, Lord. I pray that today you use me as your vessel, that all the words that I deliver on this very morning that you've graced me with are not my own, but from you. And this we pray in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. 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 Today's theme is Jesus Christ, the Alpha and Omega, testifying of his glory and marvelous deeds. Amen. Amen. I want us to firstly look at Revelations 22, verse 13. Revelations 22, verse 13, if we can please project it for me. In Revelations 22, verse 13, Jesus Christ identifies himself as the Alpha and the Omega. Many times throughout the Bible, Jesus says, I am, I am, I am. But specifically in the book of Revelation, the last book in the Bible, Jesus Christ says, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Jesus is the beginning and the end. He was present at the world's beginning and will be present at the world's ending. Amen. Christ is the one who is, who was, and is to come. Alpha and Omega are Greek letters, specifically the first and the last. If we were to put it in English words, it would be A and Z. God is the first and the last and everything in between. So when Jesus Christ said in Revelations 22, verse 13, that he is the Alpha and the Omega, he is literally saying that he is the start and the end. However, I have heard a lot of us say that, you know, sometimes the Bible is hard to comprehend. It's hard to understand. So this is due to our minimal human comprehension. A couple weeks ago, I was fortunate enough to preach at the JY Chapel. I delivered a word to my fellow peers. And a lot of the feedback I was getting was either, I don't really understand what the Bible is trying to tell me. And a big question that I got that I actually wanted to speak about today that was very, very interesting to me is, why does God let bad things happen to good people? How many of us have probably thought about that once or twice? I'm seeing a lot of heads. Yeah. Like, it's true, though. Like, we're talking about it in JY. There were people who were like, what's going on in Palestine? If there's a God, I didn't see that. Like, stuff like this is happening. Or if there's a God, why are innocent people being killed? If there's a God, why have I prayed? I pay my tithes. And still, what I want from God, I'm not getting it. I have two kind of pieces of word that I want to give to you guys today. God just, he told me to say this to you. I even wrote it down here. Every time before I come on this pulpit, I make sure that I pray to God in advance. And I ask him, what exactly do you want me to deliver to your people today? Amen. He says, you cannot pray for an A on a test and study for a C. You cannot pray for a faithful relationship and still live an unfaithful life. Moral of the story is, you cannot pray for anything and act less. Do not, and I repeat, do not, emphasis on the do not. Do not question God and his abilities when your actions do not match your prayers. Yes, yes, a lot of people are saying, like, last time I buy, you know, I told you guys, this part-time Christian, full-time devil, no, we will stop it in 2024. Amen. We cannot ask for certain things from the Lord and still be indulging in our temptations. We cannot ask certain things or request certain things from the Lord and still be living a part-time Christian, full-time devil life. Amen. Hallelujah. Secondly, I will say that God has heard this question many, many times. Hey, God, why are these things happening? Why are innocent children being killed in Palestine? But I will tell you guys that Scripture wants us to acknowledge the fact that The Bible leaves us with a lot of questions. What I mean about this is God has intentionally left these questions, these open spaces for our mind to wander when reading the Bible. Because if you wrote the Bible exactly how it was going to be, then would it really be called the basic instructions before leaving earth? He's intentionally left that space for our minds to do what? To make our own interpretations of the Bible. Meaning that he has given you the word. Do what you want with it. Based on your judgments, move accordingly. God wants to test our ability, test our test our capability to follow his word and to live accordingly. So yes, the Bible is very broad. Yes, the Bible was written before there was technology or before things like drugs and massacres were really predominant. But this is just because God wants us to do what? He wants us to grow and fill those spaces within the scripture. Fill it with what exactly we feel is right. So I want to encourage everybody here today that you do your spiritual growing. You do that growing. Fill in those blanks. God wants us to grow. We should not ever remain the same in our Christian life. There's nobody here who has reached the status that they cannot grow their relationship with the Lord. Amen. The Lord has done everything. He has written this life already for us. At this point, we are just doing what? We're living it. God has a greater plan for all of us. And I want to tell you guys that I always tell people that faith is the foundation of Christianity. I always preach it. Faith is the foundation of Christianity. And the reason why I say that is if you do not have faith, you will see that your relationship with Christ will always be hindered. You will see that as much as you yearn to be close to Jesus Christ, you will be unable to. Because unfortunately, we don't live in a time where, as we read in the Bible, somebody has a question for God and he'll just come down and be like, yeah, this is it. Like, this is exactly what I want to say. We're not in those times anymore. So at this point, we just have to hold on to that faith. We have to hold on and believe. And as hard as it is, we have to believe that there is a greater plan for all of us here today. Amen. With that being said, I also want to share a testimony of mine. I shared this in JY as well. I was at a period of my life back in 2022 where I want to say I was depressed. Depressed because I was putting my trust in the wrong things and the wrong people. I had faith in my friends rather than the Lord. So when my friends disappointed me, I was very heartbroken. I was a mess. Not my abasa. Like, it was just a very stressful period in my life. And when I was able to finally overcome that period in my life, I said to myself, how did I even get out of this situation? Because it was a long time. I want to say, like, majority of the year 2022, I wasn't happy about anything. And I sat down and I just analyzed the whole situation. And I concluded that Christ wasn't in my life. And when Christ wasn't in my life, there was what? JY. So I want us all, if we don't take anything from my sermon today, I want us to take this one thing home. And I preach this anywhere I go. Without Christ is crisis. Without Christ is what? If Christ is not in your life, if he is not in your everyday doing, it will not be well. And I repeat, without Christ is crisis. It's crisis. My JY members that I asked to come up and help me, can you guys please? I have a demonstration for you guys today. It's about what I went through and how I overcame it. Okay, so I'm going to ask you guys to get in a circle, hold hands, and one person is in the circle, in the middle of the circle. Okay, so our sister Ida is here in the circle right now. This circle represents the circle of life, okay? Can you guys begin to move around the room? So as they move around the room, I want this to simplify them going through the stages of life. This is Ida and her friend group. I don't know, they're going to prom, they're going through high school, they're going through all stages of life. But at a certain point, the circle stops moving, but Ida is still moving. Ida is still moving. As you can see, Ida cannot move. So what I'm trying to paint here is this circle has become a cage for Ida. A group that was once serving her, a group that was once her circle, a group that was once moving stage to stage for her, has now become a cage for her. And she can no longer move forward. Thank you, guys. Once your circle becomes a cage, you need to break free. I'm telling you this today. Once that circle that once served you, that circle that brought you from A to B becomes a cage, you need to escape it. That is something I struggled with. I struggled with, why do I need to leave this circle? This is somebody, I've known them Fiti and Kolabrim. This is somebody that, yeah, I'm with them, I'm happy. Why should I leave this circle? And this circle can, the circle that I just demonstrated, it can mean many things in life. It can mean your friend groups. It can mean your job. It can mean anything you want it to mean. As I said, the Bible wants us to interpret everything ourselves. So I want you to interpret that circle. Put it into your own life. Once it does not serve you, you need to leave the circle. It may not make sense to you, my brother. It may not make sense to you, my sister. But when that circle does not serve you, I am telling you today, leave that circle. Lean not on your own understanding, but lean on the Lord's understanding. Amen. I failed to understand what the Lord was trying to tell me. When that circle became a cage, I was like, hey, Anya, I won't fight to leave it all. Hey, I won't leave the circle. I will not leave the circle. And what did I encounter? Crisis. Crisis. So I hope you guys see the painting I'm trying to create here. With that being said, when God had called me, He had asked me to do certain things in my life, move certain things around in my life, and I finally conquered the strength to leave that circle. It is my testimony today. As soon as I left that circle, I landed a job with the senator. I landed a job on a campaign. I was in City Hall working with Joseph Petty. Amen. So, in order to reach that last sentence in our theme, testifying of his glory and marvelous deeds. You must do what? You must acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, that he is the Alpha and the Omega. If you don't know that in your heart today, know it in your heart today, that you will leave this auditorium not the same as you came here this morning. If there's anything you take today, take the fact that Jesus Christ is Alpha and Omega. He's the beginning and the end. Whether you like it or not, that is the word he has left for us. And until you acknowledge that, you will not be able to testify of his glory and marvelous deeds. Amen. With that being said, I want us all to repeat this prayer after me. This is just a prayer that I just want everybody to say. Father God, you alone are Lord. You alone are the Alpha and Omega. I pray to you alone. I am faithful to you alone. You alone are worthy of my praise. You alone can be guiding me in life. I desire a relationship with you. May I never draw astray from your word. So help me, God. Amen. I have no other God but you. I have no other God but you. I have no. Pray to God. Tell him he's the Alpha and the Omega. Accept him in your life, and doors of opportunity will open for you.
I have no other God but you.
There's no God but you, Lord. You alone are Alpha and Omega. You alone are the A and Z of my life, Lord. So I acknowledge you. I claim you, O Lord. Holy Spirit, fill this room. May nobody leave the same as they came, Heavenly Father. We come to you today craving a relationship with you, O Lord Almighty God. There's a spirit moving in this place. There is a spirit of financial breakthroughs. Somebody has been struggling their life. Today, Lord, you are delivering them. You are freeing them from those chains, oh Lord. Today they will go home and they will know that you alone are Alpha and Omega. You alone are the beginning and the end. You alone can do it for them, oh Lord. You have done it, Lord. You have done it, and we know you will do it in abundance, Lord. So I pray for any brother. I pray for any sister. I pray for any auntie and uncle who may be suffering in this room. May their suffering end today. Day, oh Lord, may their suffering end today. Oh, there's a spirit in this room. There's a spirit in this room. People's lives are changing. Their doors are opportunity opening, oh Lord. Their struggling coming to end, oh Lord Almighty God. There's financial breakthrough coming into this room. There's financial breakthrough coming into this room. There's financial breakthrough coming into this room. There are job opportunities, oh Lord Almighty God. There are academic breakthroughs, oh Lord. There's academic breakthroughs coming on in this room. So commit yourself to the Lord. Tell the Lord that He alone is Alpha and Omega. He alone is the beginning and the end. Once you claim this, oh Lord, the Lord will use you. He will multiply you. He will multiply you. He will grow you. May you never draw astray from His word. May you crave a relationship with the Lord. May you draw close to the Lord. May you never draw astray from His word. May you crave a relationship with God. May your life always prosper, oh Heavenly Father, oh Lord Almighty God. I pray that these people know that without you, God, without you, there is crisis in their life, oh Lord. This we pray in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Just gonna say a closing prayer. Heavenly Father, I thank you for bringing me forth this morning, giving me the opportunity, giving me the guidance, giving me the help that I needed to deliver your word today. May your word be written on the hearts of these people this very morning. May they continue to grow in you, and may they yearn a relationship with you. And this we pray in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.